Raise your spirits high with Executive Musings. This is Lou Mogel welcoming you to Executive Musings Podcast Edition.
Over the next 20 minutes, we will whip up your thoughts with brisk, candid, and exclusive truths about life and living. Let us help you go through your tasks with exceptional insight into the modern world's current and pervasive issues, all in full swing. So sit back, relax, and allow yourselves a new lease of promise. This is Executive Musings, the podcast edition, brought to you by Creative Voices Productions. And now, Mogul Management's very own, Ms. Lou Mogul. Executive Musings, the podcast edition.
Well, how many among you are still looking for jobs after you've graduated from college last March? And I'm sure you want some tips on how you can land on good jobs and maybe impress your interviewers or pass that dragon during the interview. So for the first segment, I would like to prepare you physically on how you can project your personal or professional brand. And for the second segment, I would like to elaborate on other things that may be helpful in giving your first impression. Okay, when you go for an interview, like what I said earlier, you usually project your professional brand, which means my professional brand distinguishes me from the competition. And so I should be reflecting a highly polished image and maybe a highly polished and professional image that starts from the head down to my toes. I think it's important that we keep in mind that the first 7 seconds give lasting impressions. The brain can only accommodate 7 units for long-term memory, which means 7 numbers for telephone numbers, 6 numbers or 3 letters and 3 numbers for car plates. And this is why, oops, the first 7 seconds are lasting impressions of you. So, when you come for an interview, you are a stranger, and the first 7 seconds would give your viewer or your interviewer the lasting impressions. And you shouldn't dress up or prepare just from your point of view, but you'll have to reflect on your interviewer's values, interests, and concerns. You'll have to appeal and project an image of a very reliable, industrious, or hardworking individual who is confident and who can really deliver what the interviewer wants. So basically, from the hair, I don't know, but it is said that short hair would always give good results, whether you're in an interview or whether you are selling something. So for the males, I guess it's not really a problem to have shorter hair. But for women who've got long hair, well, I should suggest that you put your hair in a bun or ponytails, or maybe put them up so that you can show your face well. And of course, for the men, no earrings, no more school bus complexion, no more school bus habits like putting streaks, wearing bling blings, and of course, please hide the tattoos. That goes with the ladies too. And for the ladies, of course, you'll have to put on a little makeup. You don't have to appear like you just got out of bed or you just woke up and you have your bedroom right up to the interviewee's room. So you have to put on a little makeup. And please come up with subtle makeup. You know, something that will make you appear that you're made up. Sometimes your makeup unmakes you. Makeup is said to be makeup because it should make you up. And please avoid the dark lipstick. During the daytime, you don't wear the dark lipstick. That's only for nighttime. Of course, you can go for the lip and cheek kind of creams. And what I can suggest is you can capitalize on what is good in you. If your eyes look good, then put a little heavier makeup on the eyes instead of putting emphasis on your lips or your cheeks or whatever. Maybe in a later version of Executive Musings, I can discuss about hairstyles and all. But for interviews, I guess the best thing is just to put your hair up. Okay, Now, don't let me get you confused. Maybe I could start with some grooming tips for both men and women and the general rules. So first, of course, put on fresh and well-pressed clothes. Whether you're a male or female, of course, people would like to see you clean and neat. And then, of course, that's going to be your attire. Then people would look at your shoes. Make sure that you have clean and polished shoes. And of course, your nails. These are the little details. And when you write, when you sign papers, your interviewer will get to look and peep in to your nails. For the men, I suggest that you use subtle smelling aftershaves. And for women, dab or spray perfume sparingly. But the rule is that your perfumes or your aftershave should only be smelled from 2 feet from you. Beyond that is not acceptable anymore.
Executive Music. The podcast edition. The podcast edition.
Now, let me go to a women's interview. What do you wear? Well, of course, people say that you should have to wear solid color, conservative suit, which means no florals, no many kinds of designs and decors. So it's just plain. And of course, you'll have to choose your colors, although women can get away with different colors. Not the bright ones, though, just the pastel shades. We suggest that for both men and women, you wear white. White can really uplift the spirit. It brightens everybody. So we suggest that you go for the whites. Combined with blue and black will always mean authority. I guess this explains how you recognize the security guard's authority over you because they're wearing blue. Remember when our policemen used to wear browns and greens? Browns would mean empathy. So if you're a counselor, you can wear brown. If you are with friends, you can wear brown. Green means universally, it means ulterior motives. So it wouldn't be good for interviews also. Well, go for the safe side. Blues and blacks would bring out the charisma in you. Remember how John F. Kennedy won over Nixon during the debate? And look at Obama, look at Hillary, they all wear blues when they appear on TV. Now I guess this explains why people did not believe our president when she wore brown over blue background when she said, "I'm sorry." Then of course, pink cannot be worn during interviews. Pink is more for toning down hostility. So if you deal with retirees or retrenched people or drug addicts or so-and-so, or boyfriends who are fighting with you or bosses who hate you during the day, you can wear pink. But for interviews, it's just going to be blues and blacks. You can go for gray. Gray means no emotions. That's why lawyers usually wear gray. Now, that goes for the males too. For the shoes, I suggest that you don't really go for so high heels. You're not there to impress the interviewer and you're not there for a fashion model kind of work. So I guess plain, simple shoes with moderate heels would do. Of course, closed shoes. And then limited jewelry, which means 5 places. Your ring on your finger, your watch on your wrist, your necklace on your neck, and then of course your earrings, and a choice of a hair accessory or a brooch or a belt. Your belt should always match your shoes. You'll have to wear tan or light stockings. And then, of course, women will always look good when they carry their handbags with, of course, portfolio or briefcase. It's always gracious when you take out your documents or curriculum vitae from a briefcase. The most traditional power piece these days, considering the younger generation, is the blouse. Sometimes you don't have to wear coats anymore over the blouse, as long as the blouse speaks for itself. Of course, they come now in silk. And then, of course, there's a sense of style in most of the blouses you get around. We'll pause for some short reminders and This is Lou Mogul, and I'll be back right after this to tackle concerns for the male interviews.
Let's pause for a short break. Don't close that browser. Executive Musings, the podcast edition, will be right back. Podworks. Welcome to Podworks, the podcasting solutions expert. Maybe you've heard of podcasting, maybe not. It's the latest broadcast trend in the internet today. And with Podworks, you can create your own virtual radio station, promote your business and your company, set up audio instructional clips or commentaries, and even publish your own musical demos, all in cyberspace. Whether you want to do personal diaries or set up audio presentations for internet subscriptions, Podworks has the solutions for you. From Creative Voices Productions, the Philippine voiceover marketplace, offering broadcast quality podcasting. Concepts and updates,
programming and design,
scripts,
XML, RSS links and uploads.
We have the tools and first-hand know-how to set up your very own podcast. No longer do you have to look around for a way to be heard. Make the world listen to your message. Visit www.creativevoices.com. Creative Voices, the voice of creativity. Look no further. Here's how you do it. Podworks. You're still tuned in to Executive Musings, the podcast edition. Here again is your host, Ms. Lou Mogul.
I invite everyone to continue raising your spirits high with Executive Musings. This is the second segment of the podcast edition of our maiden episode. So while I was discussing the ladies or women's concerns in the initial segment, let us now go to Mr. Interviewee. Of course, Mr. Interviewee comes well-groomed and neat hair. Of course, like what I said, no ponytails for men. Shorter hair would do. No bling-blings or earrings. Clean shave, of course. Of course, the men cannot also wear makeup. So be as simple as possible. Not unless you're applying for a position at ABS-CBN as one of the extras or I don't know what. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is if you're going to get a job in a decent place, well, of course, you'll have to be consistent. You can wear your polo shirt. But of course, if you would want higher pay, you would want to wear your long sleeves and of course your necktie. Your long sleeves should be white, as I suggested earlier. Stay away from the other colors. Your neckties should be as plain or simple, which means you just have dots. What I mean is small dots or stripes. No Disney characters or big flowers or loud colors. Make sure that you know how to tie your necktie. And of course, the rule is it ends just right above your belt or in the middle of the belt, okay? And then, of course, you look into your belt and your shoes. They should match. And your socks should match your pants or your shoes. There should be continuity. So which means that you avoid white socks. That's only for tennis or sports. When you go for formal wear, you go for Italian designed shoes for interviews. Of course, no sandals and no boots. And then look into your pants. The lousy pants or baggy pants are out. Pants should also be in solid blue or black or gray. And of course, not the cream or white, which you only wear for golf or sports. Of course, no more t-shirts. And for the length of your pants, you can check your creases. There should only be one crease. When you stand up straight, one crease would mean that the length is okay. Two creases would mean that your pants are too long. When you don't have a crease, that means that the whole place is flooded and it's just like saying that you got your brother's pants for the day. If you prefer to wear barong Tagalog, the rule is you cannot fold up the sleeves. You'll have to really wear it up to your middle part of your hand or the back of your hand. That's the right length. And you'll have to close all the buttons right up to the top all closed. That's how we respect the Barong Tagalog. And since it's supposed to be a formal one, you don't have to wear the usi or the pinya during the interview. You shouldn't look. You cannot outsmart your interviewer. You'll have to be a little humble. You'll have to appear more humble. So wear the ordinary barong and avoid the gaudy usi and pinya cloth. For the men, of course, you just wear jewelries. Your jewelries would only include your watch and a simple ring, maybe your college ring. Well, of course, a briefcase is an additional paraphernalia. Or if you want, you can put your things in a portfolio where you can keep your pen and your curriculum vitae and the other documents that you may be needing. While I started this talk by saying that the first impressions are the lasting impressions, I hope that the tips could give you some ideas on how you can prepare yourselves for your next interview, and you would know now what your interviewees expect from you. The next episodes will deal with your behaviors and, of course, your mental preparation for the interview, how confident you can be. Today's episode is more on how you project your confidence and how you can project how much job you're worth. Of course, my last tips would include your smile, your posture, how you carry yourself, how you walk, and putting all these things together, you may be wondering why I went back to the traditional way of presenting yourselves physically. But if you look into Vogue magazine, if you look into the American workplace or even European workplace, everybody still advocates the traditional way of presenting yourself, especially when you are at work. This is your professional brand. And for my last words, I always end my sessions in gracious connections or personality enhancement or personality development with the three B's, with this little reminder. I would say that when you get first impressions from people, you always look into the three B's. Beauty, not so much, because beauty can always be manifested through happy dispositions. Brains, you can always be taught and you can always learn new things every day. You can train your brain to be as intelligent as you want all the time. But the last B, I think, is where everyone fails, and that's more of breathing. Please join me again in my next episode, and as I promised, I'm going to continue with some tips on. And may I remind everyone that if you have other topics that you would want to consider, please email me at lu.mogel@executivemusings.com or mogel at globelines.com.ph, or even text me at 0917-830-0058. That's 830-00-LU.
Executive Musings, the podcast edition.
I thank you for joining me in the past 20 minutes. I would like to remind everyone that this podcast has been made possible by Mogel Management Consultancy with Creative Voices Productions. As ever, this is Lou Mogel thanking you for being with me in this episode. I invite you all to join me again in my next episodes on interviews and, of course, other topics of your concern. May God shed His grace on you and crown you good.
Executive Musings, the podcast edition, has been brought to you by Creative Voices Productions and Mogel Management Consultancy Incorporated. We will meet you back here with more captivating and compelling discussions. Feel free to visit our website at www.executivemusings.com for more recorded programs. Thank you for listening. No part of this podcast may be reproduced without the written consent of Creative Voices Productions. For more information, you can email us at creativevoices@gmail.com or trainings@gmail.com. All rights reserved, 2008.